Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I got scolded at the store today. Reason number 56, I generally don't go to the store. So you know I'm not a fan.
As my mother would say when I was a kid, what did you do?
You know I'm not a fan of the self-checkout. I don't care where you are. I don't care if it's a hardware store, grocery store. I don't like the self-checkout. However, today I only had a handful of items and I'm like, fine. So I go to do the deal. And you know, there's some items that you just pop right up there and there's a barcode and that's easy. You're done.
Yeah.
Then there's other items like tomatoes where you got to wait, you got to weigh them, you got to
scan through the produce.
Or you have to look through the,
you have to look
menu.
Through the little menu. Well, and I'm like,
where was T again? Was it between Z and Y?
So I'm doing all of this stuff and I have triplicate items of a couple of different things. And it doesn't even matter what they are, but triplicate items. So one of them was heavy. So instead of going, put it back, I just took one and I scanned it with the wand three times. And I made sure, I'm no skip scanner. And the screen says, oop, it looks like you put something over that you accidentally forgot to scan. And then it plays video from overhead of you scanning what you just scanned. Yeah.
That's happened to me. And it does the little AI, so like green box it
says,
around.
Then it says, do you need help from an associate? I'm like,
yes.
No, I wouldn't need help from an associate if we didn't have self-checkout. And so I do it a second time with the boop, 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 three things. The video does it again. And then an associate comes over and he goes, this thing has been so temperamental today with certain items like that. Ooh. I am so sorry. And I go, I want you to see that I scanned these three times.
Mm-hmm. Why is it so important for you that you convince others that you're not a thief?
I don't know, but it bothers me. And now they've got video evidence they're playing back at you saying, are we sure about that? Mm. It literally goes, we sure about that? We sure you scanned that? I did scan it.
But you scanned the same thing three different times.
They were the same thing of things. Like, let's say it was Diet Pepsi.
It's not how it works.
Yeah, the way the system is set up, you have to scan it, place it into the baggage area so it can feel the weight of the item.
It's heavy. I just went 1, 2, 3. If anything, I'm overpaying you. I'm not underpaying you.
Can we go back? You bought 3 12-packs of Diet Pepsi?
Do you know how expensive those have gotten lately? I had no idea. They're like $10. They were on sale for $6.
You're deflecting from his question.
I'm not talking about the price. That's 36 cans of Diet Pepsi.
Well, Johnny has a problem.
Okay.
No, he does not. How many Diet Pepsis do you think you drink in a day?
Today?
Be honest.
36.
Look me in the eye.
I've had 3 cans today.
Because you'll lie to me when you look down.
I know. I have had 3 cans today. This story is not about my scanning. I mean, Diet Pepsi. It's about the scanning.
No, it's about the poison that you're pouring into your body.
We all have our vices, Scott. You've been wearing a nicotine patch for 37 years. Your case study doesn't even exist in science because one's ever done it.
Well, he is the case study.
One man in Kansas City started putting on the patch in 1987. And in 2025...
Do you see it chew in my mouth?
No, I do not, but I don't think it's probably good for you to... We read the box at one point, Scott, and it said, use for 3 to 7 weeks and then stop. They don't even know anyone that's been doing it for 30 years.
That is true.
It, you know. I haven't been doing it for 30 years.
20.
Yeah.
17. It's 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm not, I think you should call them and say, I need to be in a commercial. You're an anomaly. This man wore a Nicorette patch for 30 years.
But why do, I mean, I have anxiety at the self-checkout too.
Because you don't want to be accused of doing something wrong when you didn't do anything wrong.
Like one time I was at the grocery store that I attend and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I scanned some cherries and put them in the bag, and the security guard came up and was like, those didn't scan. And I was like, what? He was like, they didn't scan. And I was like, what didn't scan? What's going on? Like, he was being aggressive about it.
Wow.
He was like, those cherries didn't scan. And I was like, it made the noise. I don't know. Sorry, dude. I pulled him back out of the bag and was like, I don't even want him anymore. You take him.
He was really that aggressive?
Yes. Oh, and yeah. Here's the deal. I feel bad for the workers. I do, because the technology is bad. It doesn't work. Sometimes if there's alcohol, guess what? If you buy Mucinex or Sudafed, there are certain products that if you scan it, it will say, we have to wait for an associate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What, you think I'm manufacturing meth at the self-checkout?
No, but Dana, everything you just bought is used in manufacturing meth. They're coming over to count teeth and check your eyelids.
My goodness. I'm telling you, it's like an inquisition these days. I don't like it. What? Just scan my stuff. I want an actual scan person.
I was out in California one year. I was 17 years old, not old enough to buy the Mucinex D,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I had always been with my mom when I went to buy medicine. So I pop into the CVS, go up to the self-checkout, scan my Mucinex D. I then spent like 30 minutes outside of the front of this establishment begging somebody who looked over the age of 18 to buy me some dang
cough medicine. Oh, that doesn't look shady at all.
Oh, my gosh, Sam.
I looked like a meth addict.
You wanted it for real purposes.
I was sitting there like, can somebody please just buy me the medicine. I just want to be able to bring it.
That's like
again.
At the airport where they say, has anyone approached you and asked you to watch their bag?
No.
You just don't. Has anyone approached you and asked you to buy extra Mucinex? Don't do it. They're ne'er-do-wells.
He was 16.
And I was like visibly sick. My face was puffy.
That's what
again,
you wanted
I sounded
us to
like
think.
This.
I want to get back to her 36 cans of Diet Pepsi.
The story was not about the Pepsi. It was about the scanning.
Well, yeah, but kind of like when the cop knocks on your door to say hello and he sees meth sitting on the table. He doesn't care about saying hello anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How many more Diet Pepsis do you think you will drink today?
Two. One Two before
more?
Dinner, one before bed.
Sam?
I have given her a very healthy amount of grief regarding the poison and her habits.
I know.
At this point, I don't want to sound like a broken record.
So, I use the Diet Pepsi at night to bookend the wine. I'm just going to be honest.
We're getting worse.
I go Diet Pepsi, couple glasses of wine, Diet Pepsi. I sleep fine.
Do your bones hurt?
No.
Do you know what it feels like to have them not hurt?
No. I've got good. In fact, my calcium score is actually pretty decent for a woman of my mature age.
I'll have both of you know. Mm-hmm. You know, with the he's a walking guinea pig for the nicotine patch. Mm-hmm. I went and you know, I have this cough that somebody gave me, mm-hmm. and I went last Thursday to the doctor, and he's going through my numbers for my heart scare back in August. As I tell you all these things, I'm about to tell you that everything's fine,
okay.
even though I'm telling you about all the things that aren't fine in my life over the last 2 months. And he said my numbers were, quote, exceptional.
Exceptional. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
He was looking through my blood work from my
yes, you've regenerated good things.
In August. And so he's going through all my numbers. He goes, your blood work is actually very exceptional.
How do you?
The
good
text line has a great point, Dana. Did y'all notice how she didn't even want to tell you that it was Pepsi? The story started out with, they were heavy things.
It's a great point, Texter. Very, very mindful of you.
The other three things were pumpkins. And don't tell me it's because they weigh different. They're not. All of the pumpkins were $5.99. They're on sale for $5.99.
So pound.
I just went, no. All $5.99. And then the tiny little baby ones are 99 cents. You shouldn't have to go boop, put it back. Boop, put it back.
Yeah,
boop.
That one doesn't make any sense.
I'm like, they're $5.99. Times it by three.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.